details.
Weekend begins with your Friday visit. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horner, Rich McFadden, and I wish you well on your weekend and want you to do wonderful things. So you'll be back with us on Monday. As we get started in this hour of conversation on the Good Day program, I will admit to watching a little bit of Morning Joe by Joe Scarborough and that Mika, whatever her name is. I can't remember what her name is.
Oh, Mika, what's her name?
Yeah, her.
Yeah, Mika, her, yeah. He is a terrible radio host. The television show's not half bad. The reason he hasn't, you know, when I say he's a terrible radio host, he's had three or four shots at getting his father is Chuck Scarborough, the New York news anchor, had been there for a long time, and he ran for Congress, was in Congress, I think, for, Roberta, wasn't he in New York, was it Pennsylvania or New York? Maybe Pennsylvania. He served as a congressman from Pennsylvania for a couple of three terms and became well known as a right of center spokesperson. And then worked his way into becoming a talking head, and then put this group together with Barnacle and these other guys that are, you know, it's lots of testosterone. So they were talking this morning about what we were talking about before, what people eat and why they go to McDonald's and why they go to Taco Bell and why people eat hamburgers when they know they're bad for them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I was just watching this Mika and her reaction or relationship to these guys, and how it was, you know, it sort of reminded me a little about what we're doing here, everybody around the table. And the difference is, though, there's more estrogen here than there is testosterone. So we represent the other side. Richie and I just barely can manage survive amongst the estrogen that comes, the estrogen-laden lives of Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. But we'll, Richie, we probably, if we work hard at it, we can at least sort of get to halfway.
Yeah, I hope so.
Halfway. We only want equality, that's all. That's all we want, Roberta, is equality.
You want equality, huh?
You want equality. Speaking of eHarmony.
Ah.
Yes.
eHarmony. This is very interesting. I managed to gather my connection to Santa Monica is well noted. I like Santa Monica a lot, like to spend a lot of time there in the wintertime. I did not realize, however, that the city of Santa Monica had banned personal introductory services.
Huh?
It is illegal in Santa Monica, or was up until a couple of weeks ago. That's the story in the L.A. Times the other day. There were no marriage bureaus allowed, no Lonely Hearts Clubs, no business.
So no dating services.
No dating services.
So what if you went online, though? Would it be illegal to go online if you live in Santa Monica?
They couldn't run the business from the city of Santa Monica.
Oh, from Santa Monica.
No.
Okay.
Right. Until the folks from eHarmony decided to set up their West Coast offices in Santa Monica.
Then come right in.
And
wasn't very harmonious?
75, very harmonious, yes. They had 275 new employees. So at a recent city council meeting, when the L.A. Times, it's actually the Santa Monica Daily Press reported, the ban has been lifted because this business, the matchup industry, is no longer seen as sleazy. The report suggests that with the advent of computer technology, personal introduction and dating services have expanded and become a common and reputable way to meet others for social interaction. Now, that would have been enough. If you'd have stopped reading the story at that point, you'd have thought, oh, wow, Santa Monica, they've really come around there with the, you know, they're at least in the century. Anyway, if you read further into the story, you realize that a couple of months ago, the city began negotiations with eHarmony to move their headquarters into Santa Monica. And because their research apparently is pretty good, they research you and tell you who is supposed to be good for you, right? That's all. It's all research.
Right.
So they also researched the city of Santa Monica and found that there was an ordinance that prohibited these sort of things. So when the law was discovered, city officials acted within 20 minutes to swiftly remove it. So there it is now. The headquarters moving in.
Funny how government can work really quickly.
It's really,
when it wants to.
I'm happy. Yep. I'm inspired by governments. Okay, now as long as we're in the E department, I would like you to find out, see if you can figure out what E-Suds is. Who knows E-Suds? E-Suds. Instead of eHarmony.
Oh, I know.
Online hand washing.
You pick somebody to have bubble baths with.
Ooh.
Well, then I think we're working in the right direction. That's not quite correct, though. We're not there all the way. Say again?
Has to do with soap.
And as a matter of fact, you know what, Roberta? You're a genius. It does have to do with soap.
I like the bubble bath idea.
E-Suds. What is E-Suds? 800-510-8255. You will scream.
I'm not getting. I'm sure I'm not getting what you're getting.
I know you're probably not, Richard.
The bubble
bath? Okay, I'll explain. E-Suds. If you do a little of it, you could do a little. Richie loves to do the Google stuff.
You can.
Because I throw these things at him.
Is education, like colleges.
Well, that's exactly right.
Oh,
really? Yep, you're on the right path.
Oh, okay.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Okay. I'll tell you what E-Suds, I'll tell you the whole story about E-Suds and how they came about. It's a fascinating story.
Oh, yeah, no. I remember this story.
Got it?
Yeah, okay. I got it.
Yeah, all right. So we say this with a smile on our face. How many people would have come up with this? It's wonderfully imaginative.
We've talked about this before. This is very cool.
Yeah, it is. I don't remember if we did or we didn't, but I know.
Obviously, I didn't either, because remember, I had to look it up.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so what are E-Suds? 800-510-8255. Remember, better, you can ask the question that way. What are E-Suds, or what is the connection to E-Suds? And I will give you this. Those of you who are listening, whether it's in Tiffin, students at Heidelberg University or Tiffin University or anywhere else, we're in about 100 and some odd communities around the country where there are colleges and universities, and this applies specifically to you. 800-510-8255. A lot of people want to know how Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and ultimately me are doing on this MetaFast diet recommended by doctors for 30-some-odd years. It's so fast that we have to have our daily update. And what has happened here over the course of a couple of weeks since we got started with MetaFast, everybody's lost about a pound a day. I think that's the summary.
I'm just back to that. I'm 13 days, 10 pounds.
Yeah. All right. So do we need to do updates every other day? Or should we ask about this? Because I want to tell people. I want to update people every day. But
Weighs herself twice a week. Roberta, what are you doing?
I do once a week.
Once a week.
Because I don't want to obsess over it.
That's how I feel, too.
See, I have to obsess.
Yeah, I don't want to obsess over it. Yeah, that's bad.
No, I have to.
Really?
Because
everybody's different.
Let's say
estrogen versus testosterone.
It keeps me motivated. Yeah. If I do bad or good,
so you know what, Richie?
Because men are really goal-oriented. That's why.
I step on the scale every morning and every night. Before I go to bed, I step on the scale, know what I weigh at night, and then I step on the scale in the morning and know what I weigh. It's always 3 or 4 pounds different, by the way.
Yeah,
well, it depends when you poo or not.
Can I give you a little
4 pounds when you poo?
A little education, that's disgusting. A little education on women is that we can actually gain like 3 pounds overnight because of bloating or girl things or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. And so if I get on the scale after doing MetaFast really, really well and I see that I've gained 3 pounds because it's just a girl thing, I'll freak out. So it's better to do just once a week.
Yeah, that's
everyone's sleep.
Yeah.
And we're also, you know, so warned about eating disorders. And if you really obsess about your weight and you're constantly weighing yourself, I mean, that kind of starts to set the ground up.
The thing about MetaFast is eat well. You eat
you
just don't eat
so
as much.
Yeah.
You eat well. MetaFast allows you and, in fact, supports you, encourages you to eat five MetaFast meals a day.
Which then trains you to eat one lean and green. Right. It trains you to eat better. I've been trying for years to eat small meals every 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Richie looks better now than I've ever seen him. He looks in terms of whether he's slim or not.
I don't know what his
muscle versus fat content is, but I know that his body doesn't look like it used to. He used to be a wide ass, and now he's not.
Thank you.
That's
very nice.
MetaFast, Jen. Here we go. MetaFast meals, scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied. As Roberta's suggesting, this is the first time we've ever done anything all together, I think.
Yeah.
Certainly like this. Roberta and Richie.
I was thinking about that yesterday. And you know why? Because it works for all of us.
Right.
Well, there you go. Okay.
I mean,
if it works for us.
We've tried other things where, like, somebody didn't like it or it didn't work for somebody, and they were like, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
This is the first one where it's worked for every single one of us.
It's very doable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you would like to do what Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and ultimately me are doing, you log on to MetaFastCan.com. Medifast Ken, all one word, M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T-K-E-N, medifastken.com, because Dr. Ken has joined the doctor's ranks who are recommending, not just supporting, but recommending that if you want to lose weight, this is the healthy way to do it. So medifastken.com, enter Dr. Ken, you'll save $50. 800-506-4115, use Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N, to save $50. Results, of course, will vary. You ought to consult your doctor, but like I did, I'm in Florida today to have Dr. Ken work me over for about 8 hours in my annual physical. And this weight loss program is something that's healthy. Exercise with it as well, and you'll be extraordinarily well off. 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken to save $50 on MetaFast.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have our 2020 sort of trivia contest in just a moment. First, though, what are eSuds? eSuds are an innovative online laundry system that allows students in colleges to see if their socks are dry without having to leave their dorm room.
Oh, that's cool.
And you'll be happy to know that most of the eSuds laundry systems were paid for by federal college aid. Oh. The United States government and their revenue from you and me has paid for this sort of this luxury, if you will, on college campuses. Well,
why?
Right? Why do they do it? Because we're all suckers.
That's no, I mean, why?
They ask for. Why?
What would be their interest in spending that money on it?
Okay, Rich, that's a very good question. Would you like to ask that question of somebody who knows more than you and me?
Apparently,
it's
I need
20,
to.
Yeah, 21 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's time for our 2020 trivia quiz. Everybody ready? Got your paper, pencil,
yep,
and brain
sure.
handy by 24 past the hour. Doug's Good Day with Richie and Jennifer and Roberta. Who said, I have a short memory for painful things? Was it Martha Stewart, Reese Witherspoon, Michelle Obama, or Roberta Fasanelli? Who said that? 800-510-8255. I have a short memory for painful things.
That's a very healthy attitude, actually.
I have a short memory for painful things. It's a great attitude, mental attitude. Who said that? Martha Stewart, Reese Witherspoon, Michelle Obama, or Roberta Fasanelli?
I like the answer.
But you like what answer?
I like the answer.
You like the answer?
Yes.
You know
I
what
like
the
who
answer
it is.
Is. I have a short memory for painful things. Martha Stewart, Reese Witherspoon, Michelle Obama, or Roberta Fasanelli. 800-510-8255. Have the answer. You'll get the Doug Steffen Prize.
Oh, wait
it's
a minute.
Easy. You may be off on the wrong. You may.
I have. There's a discrepancy on Google.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's attributed to
Google.
Never
mind who it's attributed.
Your answers.
800-510-8255. 5-5. I want to know who said, I have a short memory for painful things. Speaking of painful things, we've been talking a lot about weight here today and this week. What are you eating and how much are you eating and what do you know and what do you not want to know? You just want to eat those burgers and love them. The public school system in Massachusetts sending home fat letters now telling parents their children are overweight. There is a story.
Do you need a letter for that?
Yeah.
A letter? Well, this apparently some of the public schools think so. Here is a letter to a lady named Lorianne Sumner, who says she got this letter about her daughter, Shelby, who was, quote-unquote, borderline overweight. Shelby, 9 years old, 4'9" tall, weighs 90 pounds. Now, what business is that of the schools?
Is that heavy? It doesn't sound heavy
so.
To me.
It does?
It does not.
4'9" doesn't sound heavy to me either.
4'9" and 90 pounds?
You're all kind of psychosis. This is the other side
of it. I think that's a little bit overweight.
This is, but we have a psychosis going on here. And it's the yin and the yang, the push. We have a lot of people who are going way over, way beyond what's reality. But the other side of it is the kids have body fat. They have baby fat. They have this because you need that nutrition as your body. By the time you're 8 or 9 years old, your body is growing like a weed and needs lots and lots of food. Between your 8 years, 7, 8, 9 years of age, till you're 14, 15, 16, you need lots of food. You need lots of calories. So it's a whole different thing. And, by the way, you can find good calories and bad calories, but there's food that feed your body. As a responsible parent, you look around and you find the things that are healthy, healthful for your children. But for a school system to send a letter home telling the parents their children are fat, I want to put a microphone cable around their throats. I mean, give me a break. What is it? Mm-hmm. The other side of it is the parents' job. We hear all this stuff about, oh, it's parents' responsibility. So take it. Take the responsibility. All right? Speaking of schools, here's a New Jersey school, Roberta, suspending an 11-year-old named Owen Halpin. They caught him in school with a dangerous weapon.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this. This kid picked up a cigarette lighter in the playground and brought it in to give to the teacher. On the way, he had it in his hand. Somebody saw him. They called the principal.
Cigarette lighter?
Right. They suspended this kid. We take our security very seriously.
He was bringing it in to report that he found it.
Right.
Yeah.
And the school suspends him.
So it wasn't even his, huh?
No. Not even his.
Oh, boy.
800-510. This is, somewhere in New Jersey. Jamesburg, New Jersey.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google announced that co-founder Larry Page is taking over for Eric Schmidt as the company's CEO. Schmidt will become the executive chairman and focus on business development, especially globally. Google says the move comes as an attempt to streamline decision-making and have a clearer sense of accountability. In other news, Facebook announced on its website today that they're rolling out an app for the 80% of non-U.S. mobile users not on smartphones. The app is a way for Facebook to infiltrate the lucrative worldwide market and expand their network even further. 14 mobile carriers will offer 90 days of free data on over 2,500 compatible devices. And finally, Amazon will buy out the remaining shares of Europe's online video rental service, LoveFilm, having already owned 42% of the stock. The deal's not surprising and should be completed by the first quarter of the year. Amazon is leveraging LoveFilm to further challenge Netflix in the on-demand rental arena. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, man in a car. Did you hear that clinking? That's me, spooning up Campbell's Chunky Sirloin Burger Soup with 100% lean meat and a full serving of veggies. That slurping is me filling up on beefy burgers and hearty vegetables. That ding-dong? That's what I could have been if I ate something greasy and fatty instead of something I felt good about eating, like Campbell's Chunky Soup. It's amazing what soup can do.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
On air. Online. And on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The hour on Doug Stebbins' Good Day. It's time again to look at what kind of deals are in the Queen of Cheap box.
And it's Freebie Friday.
Oh, my goodness. It's Freebie Friday. So let's let Roberta have her fun on Friday.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Oh, she loves Fridays.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, throw some free stuff at us.
Okay, here's the first one, and rush to get this. It's only today, and it's 10,000 free pairs of glasses across the USA on Friday, January 28th. We have the link for you. I would run, not walk, to this one. It's a way of getting free glasses. You just got to go to a specific website on Facebook. Big Lots, I love Big Lots. They're so cheap. They got great stuff, but we have a coupon for you that gives you 20% off your entire purchase. It's not free, but take the price in Big Lots, add that 20%. It might as well be free. If you like Red Robin restaurants, you can get birthday freebies. Just register at the site. You get a free burger on your birthday, and just for signing up, you get $3 off. Ah, Pampers Under Jams. If you've got toddlers, you can get free samples of Under Jams. This is great for...
What are Under Jams?
Under Jams is like when you have toddlers and they're not wearing diapers in the morning, you know, or during the day, but at night they still have accidents. The Under Jams, they kind of look like, you know...
So it's not a diaper, but it goes with their underwear.
Right.
That's
it kind of
right
looks
where Juliana
like, you know...
Is.
Yeah, kind of looks like, you know, big girl or big boy pants.
Yeah. She's in the
transition rather than diapers.
Stage. Yeah, okay.
So Under Jams, you get a free sample. Free Bare Genuine Aspirin. We have the link for you. Free sheets and T-shirts from Downy. You got to go to the website on Facebook there. Free samples of OxyClinical. I love these, the little free samples of beauty products and... and things like that because they're great for travel.
You know, I had mentioned a while ago to Jennifer, I was like, how many people really go for these free samples and stuff? And Jennifer's like, I get everyone she talks about.
Yep. Yeah. But isn't it great? You take them when you travel.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I use.
It's like raiding the bathrooms in the hotels. I love that stuff.
Or raid the car. You ever raid the cart? Like you distract the housekeeper?
No,
and raid
that
the cart?
Is so not good.
Oh, gosh. I do that all the time.
No. Hey, Juanita, look over there.
Hey, Juanita, is that a taco going by?
That's right.
Roberta!
Donde esta the towels? All right, Roberta.
Wow.
Okay,
a free one-month membership on Netflix. This is really kind of cool, and you can cancel it anytime. A free one-week pass to Curves and Zumba Fitness if you want to get in shape. Free sample of Gas X Prevention. Free subscription to Baseball Digest Magazine. This is kind of cool if you got a kid who loves baseball. Free Matrix Vavoom Hairspray. Free sample there. Head and Shoulders Endurance for Men. Free shampoo sample. And free Avita Men's Shampoo.
Good for you, Roberta.
But run and get those free glasses. If you wear eyeglasses, this first one is really a terrific deal. Free glasses today, only today, from Coastal Contacts.
All right. That's Roberta's Queen of Cheap Report. You find all that info homepage, pretty much center under the fold, if you will, at gooddayshow.com, dougstefan.com. Good morning and welcome to Friday, the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. I'm in Florida this morning. Jennifer is in Los Angeles. Richie is in Washington. Let's see, Roberta's in New York. Pretty much all the snow has been taken care of in Washington, taken care of in New York and in New England.
I wouldn't say taken care of. It's been pushed aside in places.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to heat it? How are you going to get rid of it? Just pile it up and get it out of the way.
I got to take care of my driveway today. That's what I got to take care of.
New York City got another 19 inches of snow this week.
Unbelievable.
The snowiest January on record. Why is it unbelievable? Why don't you grow up, Roberta?
It is unbelievable. It's awful.
Spoiled. My gosh,
I feel spoiled in L.A. I mean, it has been beautiful. Yeah. It's like 75, 80.
I don't know that we need to deal with this, the Charlie Sheen thing, all of the tabloids.
Why?
You think we need to? All right, well,
I think we have to talk about it. It's a huge story.
I don't think we have to, but we'll give you your moment in the sun. Jennifer's television report coming up in a moment. First, though, who said, I have a short memory for painful things? Peggy calls. Good day, Peggy. Welcome. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Where are you?
I'm in Southern Maryland.
Southern Maryland. All right. So you're a follower of fashion, if you will, and that sort of is a hint. The question is, who said I have a short memory for painful things? I gave you Martha Stewart, Reese Witherspoon, Michelle Obama, or Roberta Fasanelli as choices. Which do you choose?
Well, as much as I wanted to go with Roberta, but I think I'm going to go with Reese Witherspoon.
All right. You're not right and you're not wrong, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. Let's see what Amy says, first of all. Amy, what do you think? Who is it who said, I have a short memory for painful things?
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
Just a guess.
Really? Honestly, you tell me the truth. Come on, Amy. You're really telling me you just guessed that?
I just purely guess that, and I think that she would say something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's the story. Martha Stewart originally did say, this is a quote from Martha Stewart, I have a short memory for painful things. But Reese Witherspoon, in an interview with a magazine a few weeks ago, said the same thing in quoting Martha Stewart when asked about her beliefs in life. And what it is that propels her, it appears. And I think you can look at Reese Witherspoon. Peggy, don't you think you look at somebody like Reese Witherspoon and you see a peaceful, easy feeling that comes about as a result of somebody not taking too much of a heavy load. I'm not saying that she's light or vapid, anything but that. She's a great actress and has a way of making it look very easy. But her face and her demeanor leads one to believe that she does. I mean, she has the same, the tabloids chase her around and all that stuff with romance in mind. But she does have that look about her.
She does
her
look peaceful and
sweet.
Doesn't
she? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's sort of a, if you have a philosophy about things, I think it affects how you look. If you're worried all the time and you're sweating and straining, it'll take its toll on your appearance. And if you are a person who can, I mean, we all have concerns and worries and woes. But it's what you do with them, how you internalize them, and then how it may or may not take over your looks. Do you agree with that, Peggy?
Absolutely. Got to take things in stride, you know, one day at a time.
Right. Yep. So what I think we'll do here, Richie, is give Peggy and Amy both some credit here because,
okay,
in a way, they were both responsible for I have a short memory for painful things. More importantly, if you keep that in mind, if you practice that as sort of a practice what you preach sort of thing, I think it'll take its negative toll on you. That is, the negative toll is a positive thing. It's going to reflect well on you if you don't worry about a lot of stuff. We all have pain in our lives, and we all think about it from time to time. Maybe good to think about it, and perhaps once in a while I'll tell the story, and everybody else here may tell the story that reflects on something that was painful. We all have had pain in our lives. It's what makes us who we are and determines our character. So if you don't let it take over your life, that's a good thing. So you might want to have a short memory for painful things. Good things coming this weekend on television, and we have a very interesting sort of, I guess, in terms of results. The announcement was made this week as to what the best DVDs at Christmas time, what sold the best. And I'll tell you what sold the best, at least in terms of television DVDs. That and what do we do with all these new reality shows? Was the end of, was it this week? Did I miss the last episode of the Medium? Was that this week?
It's not this week, no. They were in reruns.
Medium.
Yeah, Medium's
going
away. I
think Medium's done.
Yeah, but was it this past week was the last episode?
Is that the one with the guy?
No. It's Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
I thought that was off 2 years ago.
No.
It was, but then CBS picked it up.
Oh, okay.
And then it was back on.
Okay. All right. So anyway, Virginia. Jennifer?
Hi.
Hi. How are you today, Jennifer? Nice to have you here.
Thanks.
As a television report, I will tell you, Roberta, last night I watched here in the hotel, I watched a part of American Idol, and I will tell you, I admit to liking it.
Me
I
too. Admit, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
I liked it. I
what
liked
did
it.
You yeah. like?
I will tell you in a moment. It's 18 before the hour on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
The best.
Before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, a focus on television. Okay, the results are in, Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
The best-selling television DVD this Christmas was?
Lost.
Television.
Nope.
That's next. A good one.
24.
So that's, DVD.
Yep. The complete series, 24, the complete series on DVD. This 56 discs, all 8 seasons were together. A lot of behind-the-scenes footage, deleted scenes, and the alternate ending that everybody was talking about for the series finale got to be the number one selling DVD for television.
Imagine locking yourself in your house and watching 8 seasons of 24.
Well, remember, they did that contest where those people had to stay awake and watch all the episodes.
Oh, my God.
A case of soda pop sitting right next to you. Yeah.
I think you'd be afraid to go outside if you watched them all back to back.
Yeah. Speaking of Kiefer Sutherland, he was one of the bad ways. He's more or less straight and so. He's got a few problems, but he doesn't have the same problems.
A train wreck, but
Charlie
it's
Sheen has. No,
yeah,
but
he's
come
not
on.
As bad as that.
Charlie Sheen, good God. All right, so you're dying to tell us the story. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Well, did you hear the story?
Taken away in an ambulance.
All right, so yeah, he was taken away in an ambulance on a stretcher with a towel over his face yesterday morning, according to TMZ, and he was in the emergency room sleeping. And now his publicist has come out and said he just suffered from a hernia. Now, hernia may have come from the fact that he was partying with 5 call girls. And
he was picking
was
up
carrying around,
at a time.
He was carrying around a briefcase filled with cocaine. That might be able to cause your little...
Was he really?
Yeah. His neighbors reported that they were singing the Red Hot Chili Peppers all night long. It was just an all-night kind of affair. So.
Okay, so this is where we come to a changing of the guard. It may be that this reflects on my age, but this kind of trash, when somebody gets into this kind of trouble or there's this much negative input about this person, I stop being interested in him and or what he does or her. But apparently that's not the case. And it shows you the difference in the generations because people still watch this 2.5 Men. I wouldn't give you a nickel to support this guy and with him all this publicity that glorifies and glamorizes what he's doing.
It's a really funny show. We won't take that away from him. It's a successful show. But what gets me is that everybody was jumping on the bandwagon when Lindsay Lohan was out partying and getting in trouble all the time. And she's got to go to rehab and making jokes.
Right.
People don't really do the same thing for Charlie. And I don't know if it's a double standard because he's a man.
Yep.
Or if
in
it's
part.
Because, I mean, he's definitely more of a functioning addict than Lindsay was. Lindsay was a train wreck and took it out on her work. He always shows up on time and does a good job, and he's professional, but yet he's obviously...
You could also ask, do people really care? I mean, about for some reason with the...
Something we ought to care about.
With the Britney Spears and with the Lindsay Lohan, everybody... Although you could say with Robert Downey Jr., everybody cared about him too.
Right.
They wanted him to get better.
He straightened himself out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's older, he should be smarter, and he's not.
Last night, I
watched a part of American Idol, and I admit to liking Steven Tyler with Jennifer Lopez.
He's funny, isn't he?
I like the chemistry between the two of them, and I especially liked the former girlfriend-boyfriend who sang, and then the new boyfriend for the girl is outside. He looks like he's getting in the neck.
He's going to get the boot.
Great drama. Yeah, you want the two of them to get back together again, and you want them to be successful. And wouldn't it be great if they won, because it would be the first time a duo won on American Idol. I just kind of like the way I have never watched this part of the season. I haven't really watched. I admit to not watching much American Idol at all. But I tell you, I think I may be wrong about what I said earlier. Steven Tyler's had. Here's an example of a guy who was a train wreck, and he's cleaned himself up.
Oh,
he was
God.
A mess.
There's been two different Aerosmiths. The one that was just riddled
drugged
with
out.
Drugs and,
yeah,
and just crazy.
Yeah.
And that's why they broke up. And then they all got together, cleaned up, and rebuilt the band, and then had his second amazing career. So,
I like that he's funny and sarcastic, but he doesn't try to take the place of Simon being kind of the insult comic.
It's okay.
He's not insulting. That's the nice thing I like
I think
about
it may
him.
Be okay. It may be watchable. All right, Jennifer, what else do we
need
to be watching?
Hot Buzz, are you ready?
Yeah.
Guess who could be the latest hire at MSNBC?
Who?
Alec Baldwin.
Really?
With
what?
Keith Olbermann out. They've readjusted their lineup.
You know what?
Rumor is
that
he will join
move.
MSNBC.
That would be a good move.
Which would be
he
good for his political career.
It'd be sad for me because that'll make me hate him again.
It's a good combination of being able to do two
he's
things.
He's a good guy and he's funny.
Yeah. Yep,
also,
that's a very smart idea, actually. Good idea.
A survey was just released about the most loved reality star in social networking. Any guesses who's number one?
Reality star Snooki.
No, Snooki is number five, but most loved, and this is surprising, is Khloe Kardashian, who's the youngest, is married to Lamar Odom. Kim is number 20 on the list, and she seems to be the most popular Kardashian in the tabloids. Khloe's number one. Kendra Wilkinson has
You know how far they're digging
two.
Around for reality shows? There's a new show this weekend about what you would find in a storage bin.
Oh, there's Storage Wars.
Storage Wars.
Yeah. It's a series, not just...
Where are we going here? 51 after.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday morning at this time, better living, traveling, et cetera, in the focus. Tom Parsons, whom you may have heard last night with the Jimbo, talking about how to get inexpensive cars back and forth across the country. There are some special rental deals we'll talk about. Tom normally is a good man to talk to or listen to when it comes to finding Best Fares, because that's the name of his operation, bestfares.com. You might want to check that out. A lot of discussion this week about the woman whose breasts were exposed in the pat-down. She sued the TSA, and they settled. And, of course, part of the settlement is they're going to tell anybody how much they paid. You paid. You're a taxpayer. You paid to have this guy fondle this woman's breasts. So there's more great work by the TSA. Speaking of that, Whoopi Goldberg this week, Tom, on The View, went into a laughing fit when she talked about Jesse Ventura suing Homeland Security. This is pretty funny. Listen to
this. Did you know that the former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is suing the Department Homeland Security of Homeland Security. He's suing the Department of Homeland Security, alleging that body scans and pat downs, quote, exposed him to humiliation and degradation through unwanted touching, gripping, rubbing of an intimate area.
She can't keep it together, can she?
No, but you know what? It is. Well, listen to the. I've told the story a couple of times, and I start to giggle, and everybody starts to laugh when I tell the story. Mostly because the TSA is a joke. I mean, the Jesse Ventura suit is kind of interesting. And it is laughable. The woman with her breasts and the pad down and stuff, this doesn't do anything. We are so foolish in this country to allow our government to spend billions and billions of dollars to harass us for no good reason. There's nothing that's been saved. There won't be ever anything. And you know what? For the amount of money it costs, and this may sound awful, but if a plane goes down, you know what? That's the price you pay. There hasn't been anybody, no Al-Qaeda, nobody's been stopped. It's just stupid. Okay, so anyway, having said that...
Yeah, but look at the 67,000 jobs you'd lose.
Yeah, right. So that we'd be back to... Yeah, and the what's the $6 or $7 or $8 billion a year it costs to have these foolish people do all this? Yesterday, going through... Where did I go through yesterday? Washington? Baltimore, Washington. I was in the airport there yesterday, and there were... I kid you not, Tom. There were 17 people... that were standing. I count them now. I make a joke. And at BWI, they don't use the new system, so they still have the old thing, and it's pretty fast. But there are all these people standing around. There are two people. Why do you have to have somebody at the exit where there's a door? You go through the door, and it closes. There were two people standing guard at the exit where you go out, and you're not supposed to come back in again. It's this kind of stuff. You want to shoot yourself when you see what these people are doing. Aye, aye, aye. All right, before I go off on my rant on American Airlines, let's tell people about the special deals that you have on car rental.
Well, this is now. We've got two links. You'll have to go to bestfares.com, search Doug, or go to Doug's site, search whatever. And then
but for Tom's picture on the homepage. Tom's picture is right there.
I call it my Diana Shore special, which we just heard. You're hearing the music here in the background. And sort of like, and they do have Chevrolets, by the way. But anyway, there's two deals. If you want to rent a car between March 25th up until April 24th, then I like the deal from National and also from Enterprise and also Alamo. They're all owned by Enterprise, by the way. And you can drive out.
Enterprise owns all of those? Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. They own them all. They're the biggest in the world. And but you can drive out of Florida. And you can drop it off the most locations except Arizona, California, and some West Coast cities, Western USA. But it's comes out to $140 a week. But that's a good one for spring breaker, especially the people in the eastern part are getting out.
I just rented a Chevy from Hertz, and it cost me $1,600 to drive across the country.
Yeah. Now, if you're going to pick up one after April 24th or April 25th, I think that's the date, up until June 12th, you can pick the car up as late as June 12th. Return it as late as June 26th, and that might be a good one for summer getaways. And you can rent the car for as little as $33 with the taxes and all. Airport taxes are very high, by the way.
Ridiculous.
About $60.
Look at the car rental bill and see what you pay in taxes. Look at the bill and see what you pay in taxes.
But again, you're getting it for $60 a week. If you rent a car in Florida right now, you're paying $400 or $500 or more a week. So why not just drive it out?
I rented a car in Florida. I was $60 for 2 days. Yeah. I don't get a chance to rant on American Airlines probably just as well.
Oh.
Tom Parsons, check out his special deals for Doug Stephan listeners on